Radio News. Our favorite Redskin fan, Jeff Holtzman, is in the wings. Jeff, Philly, Redskins, who cares? Two lousy teams, huh?
Yeah, it's a real toilet bowl this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brutal. That's what it is. I mean, really, all the action is in Washington, and you're right there. Forget about football for a second. But the Petraeus thing, the former four-star general, former CIA director now, is going to testify. But they're saying, the FBI is saying that they're going to investigate it to the full extent. What's the gossip in Washington? What are you hearing?
Well, right now we're hearing that, yes, Petraeus will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow. He'll testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. It'll be a closed hearing, and hopefully lawmakers will be available to talk to the media afterwards. We know also that Petraeus has told sources that he wants to set the record straight, that he wants to tell lawmakers that his initial gut reaction to the attacks was that it was a terrorist attack. That was his sense, and particularly that was his sense after he visited Tripoli in the days after the attack. Remember, he was there 2 days afterwards on a fact-finding mission. Now, it's interesting, though, he's going to have to answer why, then, he told lawmakers on September 14th, just 3 days after the September 11th attacks, that he thought that it was a spontaneous attack that was sort of driven by this video and may have had elements of extremism in it, but was mostly carried out by Libyan militants. I mean, that was what he told lawmakers on the intelligence committee just 3 days afterwards. So he's going to have to sort of square that, you know? And I think that it's interesting, it's very telling that he says that he wants to set the record straight, because there are obviously conspiracy theories abound, you know, involving his resignation. A lot of folks think that, you know, he was sort of forced out by the administration, and this tech scandal was used as an excuse to get him out of there because, you know, they might not have wanted him to go on the record as saying, as disagreeing with their initial response. Of course, the administration, for about 2 weeks after the attack, led the public to believe that it was a spontaneous retaliation stirred up by this video, and only weeks later, they came around to the conclusion that it was most likely a premeditated attack that was aided by terrorists in the region. And so that's sort of what the latest is like with the Petraeus situation.
Yeah. And you think that they're going to bring, because I thought I heard Feinstein say they weren't going to really bring up the other part of this, the biographer, girlfriend, Paula Broadwell, that wasn't really going to be part of this. But don't you think that would be easy to trip into it? I guess maybe they're just going to focus on Benghazi.
Well, I think that will come up in the hearing, whether we know about it, whether we find out about it, and how much lawmakers have to say. That's a question that I'm not sure we know the answer to yet. But, I mean, it has to come up because it's definitely a major component of this whole story. I mean, the two stories, the attack on Benghazi and the administration's response and Petraeus, the sex scandal, are completely interwoven. And I know that, obviously, you know, the CIA has said today that they are going to investigate the Petraeus, you know, sex scandal and sort of get to the bottom of that. The FBI, obviously, was investigating it. They're the ones who completely blew the whistle on it and brought it to, you know, President Obama's national security team. So there are multiple efforts to investigate, you know, that whole thing. I mean, I think at this point it's pretty clear what was going on based on what we know. You know, Petraeus and Paula Broadwell were involved in an extramarital affair. We don't have exact details on, you know, when, you know, what exactly they were doing, but we know that it was, you know, they were most likely sleeping together. And, of course, Broadwell was very close to Petraeus, having written his biography. She spent a lot of time with him in Afghanistan. And it's likely that Petraeus' wife, Holly Petraeus, knew about it, too. The only question I think that needs to be answered, we have a feeling that the affair was going on while Petraeus was at the CIA, post-military, after he had left Afghanistan, in which case that wouldn't necessarily have been an illegal thing for him to do. I mean, he wouldn't have violated any sort of agency ethical codes or anything like that, whereas in the military, if you do something like that, you're violating military, you know, the military code of conduct. So there's still some unanswered questions. You know, why did he resign if he wasn't breaking the law? And hopefully we'll get some more clarity on that in the coming days.
What about General Allen? Do you think he goes down? What happens there? Because, of course, that weird tangled web with the socialite who was heavily involved in helping out the military at CENTCOM in Tampa, Jill Kelly. What do people say about Allen? Because it can't be looking good for him, Jeff.
It doesn't look good for him, and what I was just talking about with the military code of conduct. I mean, there's a chance that he might have violated the standards that he must follow, in which case, you know, he could be subject to, you know, being thrown out or, you know, being relieved of his duty and probably lean on to resign. I mean, obviously his nomination to be NATO Supreme Allied Commander, which is commander of all forces in Europe, is on hold right now, and so that's in jeopardy whether he'll be promoted. But we also know that the woman that is at the center of this, Jill Kelly, is you know, she's got a shady past. She's obviously got character flaws and issues, and you know, I mean, she's you know, not only had financial problems, but apparently she's sort of outgrown her welcome with the military brass down in Tampa. And there are a lot of folks who are very skeptical of her and her motivation. So, you know, so with Allen, it's sort of a wait-and-see thing. Obviously, the Pentagon right now is leading the investigation into the emails that he exchanged with Kelly and the relationship they might have had. The Pentagon's Inspector General is heading up that investigation, and we should know more details on that fairly soon.
Big day in the Middle East. Unfortunately, rockets were fired at Tel Aviv. 3 Israelis killed by that rocket fire from Gaza. What's the reaction to what happened there out of Washington?
Well, the White House, the administration is very concerned about what's going on. They are in back channel discussions with not only, you know, Israel, but with Egypt and Turkey to try and get those two nations to sort of intervene and pressure and encourage Hamas to basically lay down its arms. And also, you know, the administration is also working hard with Israel to get them to sort of de-escalate the tension. Now, at the same time, not only the president, but Vice President Joe Biden have both had separate conversations with top Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and they have made explicitly clear that Israel is free to defend itself from attack. And so that's it's difficult to tell, you know, a sovereign nation, hey, we want you to calm down, but at the same time say, you are a sovereign nation and you're free to defend yourself. Those are seemingly at odds. And I think that as a result, you're probably going to see Israel launch a counterstrike against Hamas sometime very, very soon, because they've been getting shelled with rockets. Their Iron Dome defense system has intercepted about half of the rockets that Hamas has fired, but some of the rockets that Hamas has fired have reached as far as Tel Aviv, which is kind of incredible. And there are all sorts of concerns that what Hamas is doing is well beyond, you know, any sort of code of war, where they're, you know, firing into civilian populations. They're firing, they're launching their attacks from civilian areas. They're basically, you know, disguising themselves as civilians and shielding themselves with civilians in Gaza. It's a very, very dangerous situation for everybody. And I think what you're going to see is Israel retaliate to that and say enough is enough.
Yeah, I think so, too. Obviously, we'll be watching closely here. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
All right, Kate, thanks.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Israel, and of course, the big strike there. What ultimately does it mean for us in the United States? Well, it's exactly what we're saying. It's a matter of time before some decisions, some serious decisions, have to be made. And here's the deal. If Israel starts to get shellacked, you know, they start to see more rockets, more things come over from the Gaza Strip, or, of course, the big thing is what happens with Iran. Unequivocally, and you cannot be wishy-washy on this, there's no middle ground, do we jump into this? Are we all in with Israel? Rockets and shells flying across the skies. You think about that, and you think of the attacks on Israeli civilians. Israel is I think, ready and geared up to do whatever it is that they have to do. Benjamin Netanyahu has been chomping at the bit because he's seen this day coming. It's creeping on us where the United States has to be there. And I would assume, based on the things even this president said when he was running again, that we are there for Israel. Remember, that was the big thing for Romney. He was talking about that Obama didn't really have the back of Israel because of there was crisscrossed problems with Benjamin Netanyahu when he came to Washington and whatnot. And clearly Romney said, this is it. These are our friends. He went over there, toured around, spent a bunch of time with Netanyahu. Israel says 422 rockets fired from Gaza into Israel. That's what they're saying the total is in the past 2 days. In the past 2 days. And some kids, unfortunately, have been killed because of this violence. You got falling bombs, the sound of that in the background, you know, that kind of clatter that you hear, and certainly the, how it sounds across the sky. And this new destruction is pretty serious stuff. I mean, you know, that's an understatement. Israel reporting, as I said there, the 3 people were killed, and the Palestinians saying 19 people were killed. And Hamas is very tricky. They're very tricky because Hamas is in bed completely with Iran, as is Hezbollah. Hamas is certainly anyone, any Hamas militants aren't to be trusted, no matter what the situation is with Israel. So you got all of these rockets being fired into Israel. And this is a real thing. You have sirens that were going off outside and really inside the Israeli Defense Ministry in Tel Aviv. The building had to be evacuated, and then when the sirens stopped, they let all the people in. There was an explosion not too far away. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu was in the building at the time of the evacuation. So Israel has targeted about 300 terrorist sites in Gaza, and they say they've targeted medium and long-range rocket launch and infrastructure sites across the strip, so they are ready for this. And they're taking aim at the targets now as I speak along that shoreline. And you think of Hamas and the controls they have in the government in Gaza, and Palestinian Islamic jihadists basically say that more, they're saying, hey, 140 strikes hit Gaza. So this isn't posturing anymore. This is very, very real. You see a baby's face who was killed and is spattering blood, and that is spilled across the pages in Jerusalem, in Israel. That's it in a nutshell. Israel is ready to go. Israel is ready to go. Now, they're denying the attacks are in any way linked to their upcoming to the upcoming elections. They're saying that has nothing to do with it. But Israeli forces are going after Hamas weapons, the storage bunkers. They know where the sites are, as I just said, the weapons labs, the workshops, you know, you name it, they want to take it out. And the army has moved troops up to maybe about 2,000 to the border. So they are ready to roll. You got our government, you got the European Union that consider Hamas a terrorist organization. Netanyahu releases a statement saying, in recent days and weeks, Hamas and the other terrorist organizations in Gaza have made normal life just impossible for 1 million Israelis. No government, this is the key thing that Netanyahu said, no government would tolerate a situation where nearly a fifth of its people live under a constant barrage of rockets and missile fire. The terrorists are committing a double war crime. And the reason he called it that is because they're firing at Israeli civilians, but they're also using the Palestinian people as shields. While Israel is trying to do whatever they can to avoid civilian casualties. So this is definitely more than calling each other out. I mean, this is the real thing now, and I think it's going to explode. It's been a while coming, but now it's happening. You got Egypt rather in the background watching to see what's going to happen with this escalating violence and what's going to happen with the relationship, which is already as fragile can be, between Israel and Egypt. They even took out their ambassador to Israel a couple of days ago to actually protest what was happening. So they know that there's an Israeli ground assault that's coming. And, you know, then you've got Tony Blair. Remember him, the former prime minister of England. He's the envoy for the Middle East Quartet. They're working to bring some kind of a peace agreement, to broker some kind of an agreement. And he's saying that if the situation continues and it escalates, it's going to be really serious and tragic, not just for the Israelis and Palestinians, but it's going to cause a huge amount of upheaval in the Middle East. And that doesn't really require very much. Plus, do we need more of that? I mean, they can say whatever they want to say. They're bravely concerned. More things are going to happen. But this is the bottom line, folks. Are we all in on this when Israel explodes? When Israel, which they've been having this problem with Gaza, you know that already, but when this is going on and it starts to get hotter and hotter and hotter, Europe, I would assume all the European Union and the United States is definitely right there for Israel. So here we go again. What happens now? This is about territory. This is about territory. Somebody said to me, you know what? We took territory. What about the Native Americans? They had the land that we took away from them for thousands of years. They had it for forever, sort of. And then we took it back. So this is the same thing that's going on here. But the bottom line is, we can't just turn our back and say, let them sort it out. If it gets really, really bad, I mean, it totally explodes and elevates into something where you have to choose sides, which is kind of looking like. And if you have to choose sides, I already know what side we're on. We're on the side of Israel. But can we afford to yet put our foot into now something else? It's bad timing for us. We're hardly going to abandon Israel, but it is bad, bad, bad timing. Oh, and think of that border area. An Arab nation outlined by the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's Egypt. You know, Israel got comfortable. They didn't have to worry about Egypt for so long, and now it's a different story since the flip in power. So I think that this is ultimately just the beginning of what's going to become a full-scale war in the Middle East. And where is Iran on all of this? Do most Americans still support Israel? Do you care either way about Israel? Do you approve of going to war for Israel? What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Government would tolerate a situation where nearly a fifth of its people live under a constant barrage of rockets and missile fire. And Israel will not tolerate this situation.
All right, that was Netanyahu saying, hey, we're not tolerating this situation. So war is looming. Israel is getting mobile. They're mobilizing troops for this ground raid into Gaza. And the question is, and there is no waffling on this, as much as I think I can often see the game from both sides, I don't see the game from both sides here. As an American, we make a decision on this one. Can we afford to jump into the fray here? And I think the answer is we have to jump into this. We have to jump into it whether we want to or not. But I don't think many of you are really overly concerned about Israel. I don't think so. Because this is more American blood spoiled and spilled. That's what it's like. Spilled into the sands of the Middle East. So we're going to raise the deficit some more to help Israel. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But there are people who will look at it through different eyes and say, okay, so we're going to support Israel, and we're going to keep doing that, and they're occupying someone else's territory, but we're going to be in the middle of this thing. So rockets have been launched at Israel. And Hamas, of course, has been attacking Israel for years. You heard me say, in 2 years, almost 500 rockets. Almost 500. So do we... Are we still just so involved in the Middle East that we gotta roll, whether we want to or not, whether it flips your stomach over or not, we gotta roll with Israel. We gotta do it. Can we really just wait and see what happens? I don't think so. But I honestly believe that many Americans, probably some of you listening to my voice right now, are saying, you know, hey, I feel bad if something explodes here, but I don't think that we can afford to get into the middle of this. How can we do that when we're hung up by the plastic that dangles over our head? Because everything we're getting is on credit. Everything that we're getting is on credit. I think there's, without a doubt, we are there. We are there with Israel. If it, you know, whether 85% of America agrees or not, we're definitely vested. We're definitely going over there. If the mobilization continues and Israel needs our help, we're part of this war. And then all these other things that are happening are going to get pushed to the side. And when I say all these things that are happening, you know, can't you hear the quacking? It's a lame duck Congress. You're looking for answers in this Benghazi attack. The four-star fallen general. That's our lame duck Congress. That's what they sound like. So with that happening, the craziness of what's going to go on with the tax cuts and will the automatic spending sword fall down on the military and some of the other stuff that is included in that to make up for our brutal losses. Okay, so that's hanging in the balance, and the decisions have to be made there regardless, or they just expire and that's it. I mean, there'll be lots of posturing. But you get into this war with Israel, all bets are off on really every other thing. In a sad, sick, twisted way, to be honest, because of the way the media rolls and how we live in such an incredibly fast technological era where something happens, it's out there. And then something else happens and it takes precedence. So the big story becomes a smaller story and then we move on to other things. If Israel really explodes and Israel and Hamas keep going back and forth to it on a different extreme than in the past, and we get involved in this, and this becomes full scale, then Petraeus and all the stuff with Petraeus takes kind of a back seat here, because the focus will be moved away from Benghazi, investigating what was known, timeline doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's going to happen, but you shift gears. It's like when Sandy hits. The Sandy victims can't worry about the elections coming up. They can't worry about other pressing matters. They got to worry about their house floating down the Atlantic basin. They're watching it. There goes part of the Jersey Shore. Woof! I think one of the cars just passed me by because they're trying to get themselves together when they were without power and they had sand and water that was washing into their house. So anything else that infuriated them, that was being discussed at the bars where you were hanging out with your posse and you were talking about the election, all that took a back seat to what was right there in their face that they had to deal with. That's what happens with Israel. If this goes full scale, we're in more debt, and all the other things, like the ambassador's death, the comments about Ambassador Rice, and why is she not telling us anything, and why was she put in that position in the first place, because shouldn't it be the Secretary of State, and all the little tiny tentacles connected to why do we not know the true talking points of Benghazi, or are they just talking points, because it's a big struggle to try to figure out and explain what happened here. It's not going to go away. But so much of the focus would absolutely be on Israel. That's right. The old Morse code. The Mossad giving us messages. And war is looming. It's definitely over Gaza. There's no question about that. How close do they get to Tel Aviv, though? Because if I'm Hamas, I don't care. Then full on, you're coming after me? Well, I don't care. I'm going to use the Palestinian people. And you want to bring this ground game to me? I'm going to pummel you with rockets. I'm going to pummel you. 502 years? How about 1,000 in 2 days? I'm going to do whatever I can, because guess what? My friend is Ahmadinejad, and he's like Dr. No, and he's given me so much of an arsenal that I am going to blow you away with my firepower. I'm going to do it. So you got Israel. You got Israeli fighter planes, you got drones that sent missiles down on weapons stores and rocket launching sites, because they know the Israelis aren't stupid. They know where the hotspots are, and they're going to try to take them out. They know they have a lot of weapons. They have a lot of projectiles that they can throw back in Israel. I mean, it's not really funny, but they know where they are, so they're trying to hit those targets. And this is truly wide open. This is really the first signs of this is going to be war. This is going to be war. And it's Iran, and then if Iran jumps into this, it's World War III. If Iran decides, you know what, caution of the wind, we've been saying stuff about that Israel is, they're making up what happened in concentration camps, and he constantly, Ahmadinejad, attacks Israel and their history and their background. And if he just decides to inch all the way in, then this thing is full on, this thing explodes. And since I've been on the air, it's kind of 50-50 as to whether people think that we, it's 50-50 as to whether people think this will happen. You know, we talk about it for a long time, whether or not we, for the past 2 years, whether or not we would see World War III with Iran. And now this decision is right there. We got 1 foot hanging over that border. We are close with this. Very, very, very close. Let's go to Sally in Washington. Hey, Sally, what do you think? What would you do if this thing full-on explodes?
Well, first, I'm going to apologize for last night when I was so furious.
I like passion. You don't have to apologize. Your family has served. You lost a son. No apology.
Okay.
So don't worry.
Well, it was that guy. But tonight, I wanted to remind you a little bit about World War II and how we did not want to go to war. You remember, we did not want to go to war. Japan started in 1931 going into Manchuria and Mongolia. And they did this for 10 years and then started taking over the islands of the Pacific. And it wasn't until 1941, December 7th, that they bombed Pearl Harbor and we finally declared war on Japan. But in the meantime, in 1939, Germany went into Poland. And I feel like this is such a parallel. And they say those who do not learn from history are bound to repeat it. So what I'm thinking about is how when I first started is, I don't trust this president. I know you think we have Israel's back, but I'm not so certain. I don't feel like I really know who Obama is. I don't trust him because he gave money to Palestine. And do you remember the flotilla?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The flotilla and how they're trying to say they're taking food in there, and then they doctored the video that they showed on TV, and then later they got the real live cut, and they showed that those people did have weapons. And everything, but they were making out like, oh, Israel is so horrible, you know, and yet they're the instigators. And so I don't know because about this president, because I can remember when he went to the two of the Catholic colleges, because he's a Christian, he had to have all the icons covered up.
Sally, hang through with us. Stay with us, everyone.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Israel, how about it? You make the call. You're the president. You make the call on this. What's your call? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Here's my call. Iran goes in all in on it because, look, they supplied all these weapons to Hamas. Hamas are terrorists. Hezbollah is terrorists. And that's it, bottom line. And Iran, they think they're being sneaky, but they're not. We know. We know what Ahmadinejad is about. And he supplied all those weapons. And Iran's involved in this. And this whole thing full-on explodes. I mean, come on, how can we not be in it? But, man, could the timing be worse? Just stepping out of Iraq in 2014, what we've invested, what we have sacrificed. Wow. Sally, pick it up, Sally, where you were. We were talking about you know, what you thought that you're not so sure you trust this president.
Yes, and I know that some people were a nation divided, and some people really love him, and they can see no wrong in him whatsoever. But I started to say, I don't know if you heard me, that when he visited two of the Catholic universities, Notre Dame, and I can't think of the other one right off, things, icons had to be covered up. If he's a Christian, why is he offended by those? Before he would speak there, and you can Google it and just check what I'm saying. Anybody?
No, yeah, it's out there. You're right. I remember, especially Notre Dame, and I can't remember what the other college was, but you're right.
It's another Christian college and university, and they had to cover those things up. And I'm not Catholic, so it doesn't bother me if I go in there and I see Jesus on a cross or Mary or whatever they have in there. But he, you know, and the other thing that bothered me is I became a Christian under Billy Graham. I was 18 when I became a Christian. I knew about him, but I didn't know him. And Franklin Graham went to him to have the National Day of Prayer, which is April 30th. And President Obama had the Pentagon uninvite him. Do you remember that fact?
Yes.
A news. And then yet he has Ramadan. And so this is why I have mixed messages with this president. He'll have Ramadan with them, but he won't meet with Franklin Graham. My goodness, you know, and by the way, Franklin Graham has a thing where he can send a shoebox to kids in third world countries. Girls,
I know
boys.
He does.
Anyway, you see why I don't know. And then I'm not forgetting when President Obama was talking to the aide of Vladimir Putin, and he said, and he didn't know the microphone was on, after my election, I'm going to be able to do a lot more. And where is he headed for? Russia. And it bothers me, what's going on. Hillary's out of the country. She's down somewhere wine tasting or something. And who else? And you got all these people, Panetta retiring, Geithner. You know, it's just like, what is going on? It's like a perfect storm. You know, they talk about perfect storm and the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like, where are, and then we've got three generals, and I'm not forgetting about General McChrystal. I felt General McChrystal, you know, he kind of was kind of pushed into retirement, and that's when Petraeus came in, because it came out, he kind of embarrassed the president. He had
with his Rolling
with
Stones,
twice,
yeah. Yeah.
And he was trying to ask for more troops, and President Obama kept dragging his feet. I mean, time was going by, and everybody goes, is he going to give them the troops or not? You know, is he going to give them the troops or not? And so then, because I've been keeping a timeline, and they had that Icelandic volcano that happened, and so the where they couldn't get out, fly out. So then the reporters were in bed with the they were in the Afghanistan, Iraq under McChrystal with his people, and they heard the troops grumbling about the commander in chief. And I've told you before, I don't believe 2/3 of the military wanted this president back as commander in chief, and that's why I was for Ron Paul. I wanted somebody who had been in the military, if not Ron Paul, than somebody who's had military experience, because look at where we're at. And he doesn't have military experience. He doesn't have business experience, which would have been good for Romney. And then the people he picks to surround himself, because there's wisdom in counselors, the people he picks don't have business experience.
I agree with that, Sal. The people, all the president's men are lame. I've said it right from the start. Geithner was a Wall Street guy, another Goldman Sachs lame-o. He should have never been there in the first place. Janet Napolitano has no business being Homeland Security Director. That's a ridiculous pick there. And
well, she's worried about us, the troops returning home. She was worried about my son, who is military, you know, being a terrorist. And they won't even call it. They call it overseas contingency.
I know.
They won't even call it a war. You see, things
I know.
Don't make sense to me. And I know half the people in this country were divided. How can we stand as a nation if we're divided? That was our whole model. If we're not going to be, you know, and then we've got these states. You told me last night there were 10 of them that want to secede.
Yeah.
You said there's people in every state.
I'm leaving
50. My state. I'm in Washington. I don't want to be in this state. I'm leaving as soon as I can get my hands on the money to go. I'm leaving. I don't want to be in this. And it's kind of like birds of a feather flock together. I want to go where people believe and think like me. Florida would be a good place because that's where my son was stationed. You know what
Florida
I'm saying?
Florida would be a good place. Florida would be a good I totally understand. I love your passion, Sal. I do. I love it. I think it's great.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
It did escalate quickly. But she's passionate. She made some points that I agree with. I don't agree with everything Sally says, but I agree with some of the things that she says. And I love the fact that she keeps up with everything. She's super involved. And she's not laying back in the weeds. She's not laying back in the weeds. She's paying attention to what's happening here. And absolutely, you know, we've done three shows on pink slips and who should have been pink slipped. And there have been a ton of people that should have gotten the pink slip and the boot. Dale in Illinois, you have the floor and the last word. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking about President Obama. I think this is one of the reasons this is happening, Kate. This is a big test for President Obama. You know, he's all of a sudden he gets reelected, and here we're at the forefront of a war where he's going to have to decide some things that he doesn't want to decide. He can't ride the fence on this one.
Mm-mm.
He's going to have to support Israel, or he's not going to support it.
Yep, you know, that's it.
Are we going to have a president that's a leader or just king of the moochers, the people that support him, hand out free stuff to him? You're way beyond that, President Obama. You got to do something now. You got to be up front. You got to be transparent. I don't think your little escapade here is going to last with putting everybody off all the time. You know, you've won re-election. Congratulations to you. But let's get started and get something done now.
Yeah.
And not just do handouts. Be a leader. At least the last 4 years you're around, do something worthwhile.
Yeah. Well said. You know what, Dale? And this is the time to do it, because guess what? When you're the president and you get those next four, you can do what you want to do, in a sense, since you're not playing for another 4 years. You got your 4 years, because this is the part of the problem. The people around you and the people themselves want to win elections again, especially president, the power of the president, the amazing amounts of things that you actually hold in your hands, some of the fates and fortunes, certainly with the power of the veto and the executive order. It's a good thing we have that balance that where we got the three branches, but it's about getting elected again. And when that's off your back, then it's about legacy. So where Dale says getting things done, this is the chance to get things done and put all the other crap aside, because it doesn't matter. You don't really have to play the games that you had to play so much the last time around. If there's ever the possibility of seeing some of the things that have frustrated so many people about Obama, this is the chance where he can do it. Because he can look in the mirror and say, hey, this is my game now. I don't have anyone pulling at me about being elected again and worrying about this perception or that, or what I think I need to do to play to even my particular party. It'll be interesting to handicap this from sidelines for sure, especially when it comes to the possibility of Israel exploding and this thing becoming World War III.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano Stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.